At first glance, the little wooden boxes that have been popping up in lawns across the city may look like giant mailboxes or birdhouses. However, they contain neither letters nor animals, but books. Known as little free libraries, people are encouraged to take and leave books and magazines from the box's shelves with no strings attached. Typically holding no more than a couple dozen titles, these tiny libraries are placed in the front yards of homes, churches, schools, and community centers. Born in the Madison area of Wisconsin in 2009, the concept has spread throughout the globe over the past 4 years. The libraries began to pop up here in southwest Michigan last fall, after local teenager Hannah Lane Davies and her mother, Elizabeth, brought the idea to Kalamazoo.
I first saw a Little Free Library in St. Paul, and I was on a walk with my mom, and we were just running, and then we saw this little box on a stick, and we're like, what is this? And we opened it, and it had books in it. And so we immediately went home and researched it, and within like 24 hours, we had totally decided that we were doing it.
Hannah and her parents designed and constructed their own version of the library for their home, located in the Westinch Hill neighborhood. Since then, Hannah has worked to spread the wooden boxes to other homes in the city, with two families already placing libraries on their front lawns. 9 other residents and businesses are establishing their own little free libraries over the next few months as well, including one in Kazoo School.
I wanted to get 10, you know, and now we're already up to like 13 planned and built, and so just the response from the community has been overwhelmingly positive.
For Little Free Library founder Todd Bull, the rapid growth of the libraries in Kalamazoo isn't a surprise. Bull crafted the first little library in memory of his mother to share her love of reading with the greater community.
We had a garage sale, and I saw a bunch of people go by the Little Free Library and get very excited about it. And I've told the tale 1,000 times over that it reminded me of when people saw a puppy. You know, their voices pitched high, and they got excited, and they loved it. And it was men, women, kids, children, people in their 80s. It was all ages, you know, all demographics.
Its success prompted Bull and his friend Richard Brooks to start the Little Free Library nonprofit organization, which helps prospective stewards set up their own libraries. Since 2009, over 5,000 Little Free Libraries have been registered with the organization from all over the world. That's almost double the number of libraries millionaire industrialist Andrew Carnegie helped create in the early 20th century. Bull says that the library's success is due to society's love for literature and their desire to connect with their neighbors. For local resident Marie Lee and her family, this same combination is what attracted her to the idea.
You know, owning a magazine, we have a vested interest in the written word and hardcover books and softcover books surviving in a digital age. And so I think it's really important to promote book reading. I also felt like it was a really good... We've only lived in this house for 2 years, and so it was a really good way for us to get to know people.
Lee was introduced to the Little Free Library after interviewing Hannah Lane Davies for her publication, Encore Magazine. The teen encouraged Lee to install one of the libraries she and her father built in the publisher's residence on Bronson Boulevard. Within a day of putting it up, Lee and her son Michael said that they found that their neighbors were already placing books inside the little box.
A friend of mine works for... I think she works at the KPS libraries, and they withdraw a lot of books, and they have all these extra books. And so she's like, gave a bunch to me for the library, which is really nice. So we have some retired library books in there, and we've actually gotten KPS library books returned to us. So we took those back down.
With warmer weather on the horizon, both the Lane Davies and the Lee family said they expect to see more visitors stopping by their front lawns. With the additional libraries going up in the coming weeks, there should be no shortage of material for local book lovers to find this summer. For more information on the Little Free Libraries, go to littlefreelibrary.org. For WMUK, I'm Ted Yoakum.